Hello, listeners. Today on Can You Get to That, we're gonna be calm and perhaps, depending on how your brain and your body work, maybe slightly titillated. But it doesn't have to be that way. There's gonna be some light tapping. Some tapping sounds, and I'm gonna say some of your favorite words to hear me say, like Caitlin Best.
Oh,
Caitlin Best.
So juicy.
Caitlin Best.
Matt Olson. Son. Don't be porn, Matt. Don't be porn of it.
Hey, this week we're finally doing ASMR because either we're out of ideas or we've talked about it enough times.
We've been triggering ASMR in everyone who listens to this.
Caitlin Best.
Yeah, that uvular, that so yeah. Juicy.
Mm, that juicy uvular. Mm.
When we learned about those uvulars in phonetics, they were referred to as messy. It's a messy stop. There's a lot of surfaces.
This is my tapping and messy stop.
A lot of surfaces back there.
Sorry, this isn't a binaural podcast, because that would be distracting as fuck, and you probably couldn't encode it down to the necessary file size.
Like a stereo podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're a strictly mono podcast. I don't know if you know that, Caitlin.
I didn't.
Yeah. Did you think that when people listen to us, it was like we were on either side of them?
I listened to us through one earbud.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So we took a little break. We took a little Thanksgiving break. Sorry.
Thanksgiving break.
I gotta get that messy.
Let's see, what types of foods did you eat at Thanksgiving?
Sweet potatoes. You're laughing, but I heard it back in my ears.
Felt it.
on the headphones, and that was that. Oof, boy.
What about some green bean casserole?
Ooh, I did have some green bean casserole.
Mm-hmm.
Some cranberry sauce. That's not ASMR.
That was just Gollum.
Cranberry sauce.
Taters.
Yep, that's an up to date reference.
That's about as up to date as I am on movies.
On movies and books and things.
On movies not called The Hunger Games.
Ah, yeah. We saw that. I'm just trying to fill
boy,
the readers.
Did we.
Just trying to fill the readers in on our lives since we last podcasted.
Yeah.
Podcasted.
Katniss. That's a juicy
Cinna.
One.
Cinna. PETA. You can't make ASMR with PETA's name, interestingly.
Yeah,
it just doesn't work.
That was a way of pronouncing PETA that sounded like his face to me.
PETA.
PETA. Hey, it's me, PETA. I like to paint myself like a rock.
Before we launch into the Wikipedia game this week, let's talk a little bit about, more in depth than we have alluded to on the podcast in past episodes, where we're at with the whole ASMR thing in our own lives.
Like, do I have it?
Sure, for starters.
I don't have it.
Well, you haven't found a trigger for it.
No, I don't believe that I don't believe that I shall. I have no reason to think that.
Okay. I'm going to go down a list and you tell me if you've listened to it in a, not necessarily in an ASMR video.
Through high quality headphones. In a quiet room.
Or, yeah, just like you've heard it in isolation and you have an opinion on it, let alone does it give you
on how tingly
ASMR.
Oh, yeah. On how good or bad and how tingly it is.
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
So, tapping on a like a glass surface, like a phone, or even on a actual glass.
Just like a hard flat surface or like a tinkly?
Okay, let's go hard flat surface first.
No opinion.
Okay. Now tinkly glass.
Potentially pleasant, but could get obnoxious if it went on too long.
But no tingles. No tingles.
No tingles on either of those. No.
Whispering.
Yeah. I'm going to go with negative. Negative opinion. No tingles. I associate whispering with someone like, you know how when people whisper into your ear, especially kids, it's like, there's like that type of thing that happens.
Well, yeah. Then there's barely audible or inaudible whispering, which is when it's like when you watch one of those ASMR videos, it kind of becomes a game to see if you can figure out what the fuck they're talking about.
If you can hear them. Oh, it also,
or if they're even talking at all.
It also brings me back to the library.
Oh,
when
people
would have these like whisper conversations and you're like, shut the fuck up.
Or like,
shut the fuck up. I can hear you. You're distracting me.
Or like the island in Lost when you're in the forest.
Yes. And you hear the whispers. Yeah. Or like the sewer creatures in the Hunger Games whispering Katniss's name.
The mutts. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of bad connotations.
Okay. So no on whispering. I'm trying to think of what other things. You know, so I don't think I don't have it. I think once I was in the right state of mind, and of course, as you probably know from listening to the podcast, I have an intense curiosity about the whole community.
By right state of mind, do you mean that you had taken the drug MDMA?
No.
Okay.
Because, look, I may not be cool, but I'm... But I'm not cool enough to have been like, I'm going to take this party drug and then just go listen to ASMR
listen to
videos
and whispering.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Maybe
some people probably think that's a pretty cool time.
Well, maybe some people get ASMR triggered by the rave music.
I don't think it's...
By that specifically.
I've never seen it put that way. Maybe, does dubstep do ASMR?
Blah, 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 blah.
Skrillex really pushes my buttons.
Just the sound of Skrillex's voice, though.
Just the sound of his name, Skrillex,
for sure, and him saying it.
Anyway,
off the charts.
Anyway, where was I going?
We're talking about ASMR triggers and what yours is.
Oh yeah, like once it kind of worked, but mostly it's just like I need white noise to fall asleep to frequently, hence Bob Ross and et cetera, et cetera. Boring podcast. Can't be a funny podcast.
Right, because you'll want to listen to it.
Has to be a boring podcast. There's so many different dimensions to it. There's a bunch of videos of people playing with basically Floam. You know, Floam, it's like the styrofoam, like little balls that are then like kind of held together with some like gooey stuff, and it's like a sculpting toy basically.
Okay, I'm unfamiliar with what that is, but
well, it just makes really sticky, stretchy sounds as it's played with.
Yeah.
I find that like it doesn't like do anything to my brain or my head, but I find that like interesting to listen to. Let's see what else.
You told me that you told me just now, and also one other time, that you found a thing that triggered the tingles.
Right, but it was actually a video where someone was saying those uvular, what'd you say?
The messy stop.
Yeah, it was a messy stop. Yeah, and one time I was like, ooh,
one of them.
One time. Huh. Also, the other thing about ASMR videos, which is why there's a billion of them, is that you can't, like, according to people who have it, you can't necessarily listen to the same video over again and get it. Like some part of it has to be like...
Has to be novel.
Unpredictable, yeah. Huh. Or it's so that they can get more YouTube hits.
Because
this is the other thing about it is that like they're their own kind of YouTube celebrity.
Right, and yeah.
More often than not...
Fan base.
More often than not, it's like counter to the regular YouTube celebrity vibe, right? Like they're not super in your face and like fast cuts and all this stuff. It's all... More
slow
chill.
Cuts, gentle cuts.
Yeah.
Soft fades.
But also, then there are the role play videos,
uh-huh,
which can be anything from like a day at the eye doctor's to the Joker.
That's what I find soothing.
Hanging out with the
Joker.
The
eye doctor, I find
or
soothing.
Or post-apocalyptic broken limb care.
Yeah, that doesn't make
or
sense.
Or ASMR roleplay kidnapping.
See, that's where
this
does
not seem
that's
calling.
Where, look, that's the thing. Like when people are suspicious of ASMR and think it's like sexual.
Yeah,
that's where that comes from.
Right,
is that shit. That's where it starts to bleed over.
Right, and I believe that that is why that stuff exists. Is yeah. because it is
people are jerking
there
it.
Is that real bleed.
Yeah,
where people are like, I feel a certain way, and now I feel a certain other way. Especially because I'm imagining being kidnapped right now. It's like, okay, put the brakes on.
And now I have a boner.
Boner.
Okay, I'm going to do the thing.
Do the random article thing. This week, can you get to that? Brought to you by...
Matt's iPad.
By an iPad. What is this nearby shit?
Work. I don't know.
We just hit the random button.
I wonder if I clicked the wrong button.
You might have
clicked. I did. Oh, I clicked the thing that said nearby.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Longevity brand.
Step one, longevity brand.
This is a brand of sweetened condensed milk. It's a popular ingredient in Vietnamese iced coffee with milk.
That can design... Oh, God, the first thing I did when we come back from our short break is mention an image. The can looks pretty dope. I would buy that condensed milk.
Yeah, like of other brands.
Also, longevity. Longevity
That's
brand.
What sweetened condensed milk does for you, so...
Does it?
No, it's fucking milk and sugar.
Oh, okay. I was just, it was a wishful thinking.
I mean, it makes
part.
You feel good. So there's yeah. that.
Just give me an iced coffee with the, give me a Vietnamese iced coffee and an ASMR video and I'm feeling good.
Yeah. No kidding.
Where do you fall on the, on the condensed milk drink spectrum?
On the condensed milk drink
What's
spectrum?
Your favorite condensed milk drink?
You know, I don't drink a lot of condensed milk. I do like the, what is it? The French milk coffee.
Okay.
That you get at Best Baguette.
All right.
But, you know what else has sweetened condensed milk in it?
What?
Is it Tres Leches?
Ew.
The Tres Leches cake.
And you made one of
which
those.
Which is so yummy.
For French... I don't think I got any.
You didn't have any? I'll make it another time. It's like an orgasm for your tummy.
It's like ASMR.
It's like ASMR for your tummy tum.
Sweet whispers for your tum tum. Mm-hmm. So, gosh, though, where do we go from here?
I have no idea how we're gonna do this. Just like pleasures yeah. of the flesh.
Well, okay, so let's go down. This is a food item, so we can probably. What's the most luxurious food linked off of this? Because we've got Vietnamese iced coffee and coffee, baked milk.
Baked milk. I knew.
Scalded milk.
I know what that is. I can't think what it is.
Because there are some of these we definitely shouldn't click if we're going for the pleasures, right? Like powdered milk or just canned food.
Powdered milk is like a poverty food. That's an apocalypse food, I should say. Store that up.
That's
what you keep in your larder.
That's what you keep in your bug out bag.
Yeah.
Because
you're a prepper.
Prepper, yeah.
I
almost just said prep. And I was like, that's not right. That means you're a jock.
Yeah. Well, they're different. Jocks and preps.
Do you think? and preppers.
And preppers. All don't get them confused. There's an overlap. There is an overlap.
Yeah, I want to see a preppy.
You want to see the person at the middle of the
Venn
diagram.
I want to see the preppy jock prepper.
Yeah.
He's got all of his plans for when shit hits a fan.
Right. Real ripped.
But also like he's packed little luxuries for himself that he knows he's going to need in the post-apocalypse.
Yeah.
Like and he's been learning how to, if need be, whittle himself a croquet set.
Uh-huh.
Like
and he's yeah, he's got his you know, his prepper gear is just a little bit fancier.
Right.
Like he doesn't keep a pair of sturdy boots by his bedside, he keeps a pair of like boat shoes. The small comforts, you know.
I think the boat shoes is a liability though.
Well, he can't live without them, so even in the new world.
So he's not that good of a prepper.
He tries, he does his best.
Does his best.
And you know, there's different takes on what prepper is.
You're gonna last 2 weeks in the apocalypse
maybe.
With boat shoes.
Or maybe he's gonna trade him for something that's of value. He'll trade his boat shoes for a sturdy mule.
You there.
And then he'll have no need of shoes.
You there. The clean one. Clean one, speak.
Hey.
Give me one reason why I should let you into my town.
Bro, I got these sick boat shoes. You want to try my boat shoes on?
I've trodden through the barren, hellish wasteland for years on naught but my bare feet. The bottoms of my feet are cracked and destroyed like the surface of our world.
You should try some boat shoes, man.
How
they really help. They keep your feet real soft. Look at my feet. Look how smooth and silky. You have
perfect feet. Perfect foot skin.
It's not by accident.
How big are they?
Size 11.
That's almost perfect. I'm a 10 and a half, but
it should work. They went a little small.
Okay, you can come in.
Thanks, bro.
No concubines, though. I'm not... None of that for you. That's still for me.
Hey, you want to toss the pigskin around later?
You have a football?
Yeah, bro.
Get out. No football in Bartertown.
What sport do they play in Bartertown? What's the favorite sport?
I mean, all just the death sports, right?
The death sports, yeah. The one where they...
It's been a while since I've brushed up on my Mad Max lore, but I think it's just the death sports.
The deaths, just in general, like killing.
Yeah, just general.
What's the sport where you have to stab, like, between your fingers, but not stab your fingers?
Scary knife game is what I've always thought.
Yeah, it's got a name. All right, well, we need to go somewhere. I do, however, before we leave this page, I want to point out that the actual translation of this Vietnamese name is Mr. Longevity's Milk.
Which is too hot for Western audiences.
Too hot a take?
No, just... What do you mean?
What do you mean by too hot?
Well, Mr. Longevity's Milk, you know. When you say it, you gotta wink. Say it that way. And then, and then wink into the microphone after. What do we think might be...
I have literally no idea how we're going to get to this, so...
Let's go coffee.
Okay, sure.
Coffee, step two. Is it still funny to say coffee that way?
Coffee? I don't know. Was it ever funny?
Zing! In the 90s. 90s kids will remember that SNL sketch. Do you think anyone born after the year 2005 even knows who Mike Myers is?
People born after 2005 are 10 and under, so
they're,
no.
They're post-Shrek.
They definitely don't know that.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know who Mike Myers was until I was 12, at least. So they're not even at the right age yet.
Really? You didn't see Wayne's World when you were real young?
No, I think that maybe my parents like thought it was stupid.
In the same way
we never saw any Jim Carrey movies because my dad hated Jim Carrey.
Yeah, Jim Carrey movies
I also hate him.
Yeah. There's not a lot of gold in them there hills.
No, there's nothing. There's zero gold. Just full of rocks and dirt. Just
fool's gold. This is that Jim Carrey fool's gold.
I mean, even that, I would say Adam Sandler is maybe fool's gold. Jim Carrey is just...
Whoa, that's high praise for Adam Sandler.
I know.
God, I saw something on Twitter today about Adam Sandler. The first of Adam Sandler's, I think, several slated Netflix-funded movies.
Oh, hot Christ.
And I'm just like, Netflix, you're all over the place. You're flexing too much.
I feel like Netflix has had a pretty good record so far, so I don't really understand why they would do that.
I mean, you know, they're the biggest, so they just got to appeal to everybody.
Right.
Get everybody
right,
on the service.
Yeah.
It can't all be, you know,
yeah, you can't,
good television
you can't carve
shows
out a niche,
or artsy movies.
Yeah, you can't carve out a niche audience of, like, you know, stuff for people that like good things.
No. No, you got to also have the
you got to have
the
garbage.
For the bad people.
You got to have the garbage. My God, did you see when we were watching The Hunger Games before that? Did you see the trailer for that whitewashed movie about Egypt?
Yeah.
That fucking movie that looked like a parody of like a trailer for a fake movie.
Right.
That's like summer action movie.
So
epic.
Also, so I think it's Jamie Lannister plays
Yeah,
Seth?
Nikolai Coster-Waldau.
Is he playing Seth?
Yeah, that sounds right.
So this is the story of Horus and Set, right?
Right. Which, I mean, I'm not going to lie and say that I know what that is.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Was that? Oh, shit.
Yeah, that ancient Egypt stuff didn't come along until later. We only read the...
Oh, fuck.
The European classics.
Oh, fuck. That's right. Okay. Well, here's the Cliff Notes version of the most important part of that story. So Horus and Set are brothers,
mm-hmm.
and they're in one of those eternal godly tiffs, or whatever.
Yeah, like you do.
I'm struggling to remember the exact details because this is the only important part. I think it's Horus's favorite. God, maybe I'm even getting the names wrong, but I think Horus's favorite food is lettuce.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's almost the most ridiculous part
of
the story.
That must be a bad translation.
Is that his favorite food is lettuce, but it gets better. So in order to best his brother, Set, by some rule of something, needs to get the better of his brother, Set needs to get Horus to ingest his seed.
His jizz, to eat his jizz.
Yeah, so he just gets some on
his
some lettuce
on the lettuce,
and then I guess it ends up in Horace's bowl, and he eats it.
He doesn't notice.
Look, lots of jokes flew around.
I see where the jokes are, and I'm not going to say them. I'm not going to say what those jokes are.
Yeah, just what goes on salad,
right?
Just
yeah,
like et cetera, for hours,
right?
Hours of juvenile comedy.
Yeah.
But my question is, okay, so we know that they only cast white people, which is not accurate at all to the setting, but are they going to be accurate enough to the source material?
Is he going to eat a bowl of cum?
Are we going to watch Jamie Lannister jerk it into a lettuce patch?
And then who plays the other one?
I don't know.
And then the other white guy is going to eat it.
Yeah.
I sure hope so, but I doubt it.
I'll see that movie.
I don't think that's going to happen, though.
I don't think it's going to happen. I think there's probably going to be a big old special effects-y fight.
Yeah. I mean, just to go back to square one, it's not believable that his favorite food is lettuce. I don't buy that.
Right? That's the more ridiculous part of the story.
That's the silliest part of the story.
Gods routinely got into some fucked up shit to get to get one up on each other.
Uh-huh.
But it's more ridiculous that someone's favorite food...
No way.
...is this bland, leafy...
Right. You can imagine, like, godly shit. Gods can do whatever they want, because they're gods.
Some gods were, like, all about ambrosia, which is a fake thing that was literally the best food.
Right. They were like, yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
Right. That fits the MO of a god.
Because they're going to want the best.
Right. Not just, like... something that sometimes I consider being like, nah, don't put that in my burrito.
Although maybe it's like a way of flaunting that he is a god and doesn't actually need like calories or nutrients to sustain himself.
My favorite food is lettuce. But then like that backfires because he's ironically eating this lettuce when he puts the jizz lettuce in his mouth, right? And then loses his struggle.
Yeah.
Did we click on coffee?
We're on coffee.
We're on
We've
coffee.
Been on coffee. Do we want to talk about coffee? I like coffee. It's good. It tastes good in my tummy.
Sometimes.
And it makes me feel good.
Sometimes you drink too much coffee and then
that's
you're like,
true.
Oh.
But sometimes it's kind of tight though. You ever be working on something and you're drinking that coffee and you're like in the zone and you're like plugged into the music. You're plugged into like Fetty Wap. And you're just in your zone and you're drinking the coffee and you're like, too much coffee, but I have to keep drinking more.
No, that sounds frankly. Well, I mean, I might have been there, but
you never did that even in college. You never did that.
I was very careful about how I caffeinated in college.
Oh, my God. I did that. I didn't. I was not careful. I mean, maybe I was careful. I never got to the point where I had like withdrawal headaches if I stopped drinking it.
Mm.
But I had those nights where I would guzzle it.
I would sometimes get the withdrawal headaches. Guzzling is like, yeah, it's one of the weak stomach things stomach things I've inherited from my dad, I think, is that like too much coffee equals sad.
That's when you switch to mate.
Yeah, that's how I would caffeinate. through those long nights.
Yeah, I would. I mean, I would do the same. I would like.
And mate would never make me feel bad. You know really? What?
You don't drink those big cans. Those big cans got a lot of caffeine in them.
I drink those big cans, but I would sip them.
Oh.
And sometimes it'd be like you'd have two of those in a night, but that would be the whole night, and you just sip them.
Uh-huh.
You just sip them, and it'd be that slow burn, that good tea uh-huh. in your body. But here's the polar opposite of that.
Mm-hmm.
Waking up for a 9 a.m. class and just ram jamming one of those Visos.
Railing an energy drink?
One of those Portland
specifically
local
the Viso.
Viso. This tastes like vitamins and taurine because it's
that's what it is.
What it
it's
is.
Taurine.
It's taurine and just like a syringe worth of caffeine plunked down in
yeah.
there.
Yeah, I never drank those.
They would push you right over the edge.
Yeah.
They would fuck you up hard.
Actually, the tightest way to stay up to do an all-nighter is basically to drink Four Loko.
That's pretty tight.
And you can alternate. They outlawed it, so you can drink the coffee, do a shot, drink the coffee, yeah. do a shot.
I know we just talked about...
So you get into this vibe where your brain like thinks that working is partying,
uh-huh.
and like that's how you make it okay for
Did
yourself.
Did you do that?
Oh yeah, I would be in the library just like at my thesis desk. This is what college is like. I'm having a party in here in the library by myself.
Oh shit!
My body feels fucked up. My brain feels fucked up.
Oh shit! That's bad.
Yeah, I don't do that anymore.
That makes your coffee story make that much more sense because you've really stared into the abyss.
Oh yeah,
and then the abyss gave you a high five.
Yeah, exactly.
Woo, abyss party. I know we just talked about jizz lettuce. So this is already a blue episode.
Yeah, we can bleep out all the times you say jizz to fix it, right?
No, that's too much work. I can't listen to this podcast that much to edit it.
Uh-huh.
But there are good ways to stay up all night without the assistance of caffeine or stimulants.
What are those ways?
Just like hook up with someone by complete surprise and then still have a paper to finish that night.
Yeah.
That worked once.
Yeah. But, I mean, you can't plan that.
No.
That's the trouble.
No. And then I had two cans of mate that I didn't need anymore.
Mm.
Yeah. That's my story.
Good story.
One time.
I'm glad that worked out.
One time I hooked up with someone and then I still had to write a paper.
In the library?
Well, a gentleman doesn't tell.
All right, I see.
I see how it is.
Okay, so we're here at the bottom of coffee.
Right. Coffee and donuts is its own wiki article?
Yeah, we could go to health effects of caffeine, which I'm thinking like health, like bodies, ASMR, right?
Right, that makes
but
sense.
But I also really want to know what Gustav III of Sweden's coffee experiment was. But maybe we can like bookmark that
what
and come back to it.
Sounds like a better podcast move.
I mean, Gustav III.
Yeah, let's click
okay.
it. Or tap it, I guess.
Tap it, bop it,
Gustav
twist it.
Gustav III
chug
of
it.
Sweden's coffee experiment. Okay, let's just do let's do a quick cold read of the opening line to this article.
Gustav III of Sweden's coffee experiment was a twin study ordered by the king to study the health effects of coffee. Although the authenticity of the event has been questioned, the experiment, which was conducted in the second half of the 18th century, failed to prove that coffee was a dangerous beverage.
Was coffee on trial?
You know, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. They used to think all kinds of things were poisonous.
Well, also, you did just talk about your own
right,
hyped up
right.
manic coffee experience.
Yeah, so it's possible they just... Yeah, they didn't put it in the right conditions.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm okay now, so.
We think.
But you know, they used to think tomatoes are poisonous, for example.
Is that why some people still think tomatoes are gross?
I don't know. I don't think tomatoes are gross.
I don't have much
insight into the minds of those people.
Yeah, neither do I. There are
That's
people
weird.
Who just fucking
like,
hate tomatoes.
I don't, that doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're just not getting the good ones.
Right, well... I could see it being like you've only ever had
like shitty tomatoes,
the lamest tomato,
yeah.
and you need to have one of these sweet,
those sweet succulent
Yeah.
Summer tomatoes.
Summertime tomatoes. Grown in your own garden.
That heirloom shit. That good.
Oh my gosh. You give me a baguette, you give me an heirloom tomato, some spinach, and some cream cheese, and I will party down on the sandwich that results from it. And I said spinach and not lettuce because lettuce is bullshit.
Lettuce
food,
is dumb and spinach.
And it also might be tainted. You know. I love that
story as like the origin story for why lettuce is contaminated. Like that's why E. coli is found in lettuce to this day.
That's what they should experiment on. Is lettuce, is all lettuce tainted?
Oh my god. Okay, this is what supposedly happened though.
Okay.
Okay, so coffee first arrived in Sweden around 1674. It was little used until the turn of the 18th century. It became fashionable among the wealthy. A royal edict was issued against coffee and tea due to the misuse and excesses of tea and coffee drinking.
Okay.
So, understandable.
There was a moral panic, kind of.
There was a moral panic. So, Gustav III was, like, concerned about coffee.
Oh, shit. This goes to a dark place.
This goes to a dark fucking place. So, the king ordered the experiment to be conducted using two identical twins. Both of the twins had been tried for the crimes they had committed. I don't know what crimes they committed. And condemned to death. Their sentences were commuted to life imprisonment on the condition that one of the twins drank 3 pots of coffee and the other drank the same amount of tea every day for the rest of their lives.
Wow.
This seems like a bad experiment. Like, bad experimental design.
Mm-hmm. Also, depending on the tea, might it not be more caffeinated than coffee?
Yeah, but I mean, did they have... Actually, I'm not sure that's true, but did they have any way of knowing that then? I don't think so.
I guess not. Yeah.
They would have known. But there's no control in this experiment.
Yeah, you clearly need a triplet.
Oh, shit, but this is the fucking... The twins got the better of it.
Okay.
So two physicians were appointed to supervise the experiment and report its findings to the king. Unfortunately, both doctors died before the experiment was completed. You know why? No coffee.
you just bumped your head on the microphone. You were so excited about that.
Gustav III was assassinated in 1792 before seeing the final results. Of the twins, the tea drinker was the first to die at age 83.
The date of death of the surviving coffee drinker is unknown.
Is he still with us?
Have you ever heard of D.B. Cooper? Have you ever heard of the Lindbergh baby?
Have you ever heard of Tupac?
A.K.A. Machiavelli? All the same. Illuminati shit. Well, I'm glad I learned about this. And also, we're back to either the health effects of tea
or
the health effects of caffeine.
Health effects of caffeine? I don't know that matters.
I think the health effects of tea, because then we can get into calming.
Okay.
Probably better.
Okay, like stress relief.
Yeah. Health effects of tea.
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite kind of tea? I've been drinking a lot of tea, actually, because of what I said, which is that, like, too much coffee. I'll still maybe have like 1 to 2 cups of coffee a day.
You got a sense,
but I'm swapping out tea because one, it makes me feel like I'm more sophisticated.
Yeah,
and I'm a bastard that way.
Uh-huh.
But also, I want to be down with tea more generally, and it gives me that smooth ride.
Mm-hmm. It does. It's a smooth ride.
And if I wanted to reheat a cup of tea, that's an option. But like, sticking coffee in the microwave, that was already bad.
I mean, I've done that.
Cold coffee is just donezo.
I mean, I've done that. Just saying.
But did you make that coffee yourself out of your own private stock?
I mean, both. I've done both.
Yeah, no, I can't. I can't support that. Especially when
I'm
not paying for the
coffee.
I don't
know if I've ever reheated coffee, like, at the office. Like, the office coffee.
Right? Because then you can just get some more if
that,
you're that
Yeah,
desperate.
Well, that I get down to, like, the last quarter. And I'm usually, like, I usually don't want to drink it. Because it's not very good.
That coffee's just going down the drain.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's wasteful.
It's not good coffee.
But I'm going to drink that entire cup of tea.
Yeah. What kind of tea do I like?
Yeah.
You know, I just like a nice black tea.
That's fair. I get down with that. I've been drinking some, I think it's big name tea brand, like green tea and lemon stuff. It's like
a
three on the caffeine.
Are you avoiding You're saying the name of the tea company on purpose?
I don't want to name drop any brands other than Four Loko.
And Viso.
And Viso. And
and Tupac.
Well, I guess mate isn't a brand.
Yeah, that's a plant. That's a...
That's nature's.
That's a beverage.
That's nature's brand. and also longevity brand. I don't want to name drop any brands, but those.
Mr. Until Longevity.
Until we start getting some fucking sponsorships.
Mr. Longevity is always welcome on our show. I don't need money from him. He can come on our show anytime.
I'm serious. If you're out there listening to this and you have a personal brand, get in touch with me or Caitlin. Venmo us both $1 and we'll devote half an hour of one of these episodes to you and you alone.
If your name,
try us.
If you're out there and your name is Mr. Longevity and you can come in here and tell me what the secret to longevity is, I'll talk about you the entire episode without compensation.
If you're out there and your name is Mr. Longevity, might I suggest you get in contact with your friend or soon to be friend and mine, Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah.
Mr. Miami Worldwide.
That would be an unstoppable team. Can you imagine?
Wait, Mr. Worldwide and Mr. Miami Worldwide are two different people.
That's true.
That's true.
You're talking about Mr. Worldwide.
I'm talking about Pitbull.
Pitbull, right.
Do you think Pitbull is a coffee man or a tea man?
Is he a coffee man or a tea man? I think he's an energy drink man. I don't think he has time for that other shit.
Oh, shit. You think he's like, just pounding those Red Bulls? Oh, shit!
It. I knew you were going to say that. I avoided that.
Fuck. Did you know that was the brand I was going to default to?
Red Bull?
Yeah.
I didn't, except for I almost did.
Okay.
So.
Because the first thing in my head was Rockstar.
And then God. Rockstar.
Swerved past that.
You know what Rockstar brings to mind for me right now?
What
is the Nickelback song Rockstar, which I heard on the radio when I was home for Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
And oh my god, it's like I know this is trite. I know people say
sing
this
a
all
couple
time.
Bars,
because we all just want to be big rock stars and now 16 cars.
good. Now I can picture the song.
But the thing that I'm not capturing is the unbelievable grating quality of Chad Kroeger's singing voice. It's right. Like, I can't believe anyone ever agreed to record him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, like the, you know, the late 90s, early 2000s butt rock voice, like carried to its logical extreme.
This is Jeffrey in the booth, Chad. We're not exactly sure if we got you dialed in here. It kind of sounds like shit on our end.
Hey, what's wrong in there?
We're not sure if maybe you're just...
Oh, sorry, I had something in my throat. I'm better now.
We're not sure if maybe we got things on the board dialed wrong, or if maybe you have an incredibly implausible singing voice. I mean, if you could, you know... We got a whole album to do here, so if you could just give us, I'm going to turn things way down, just way down low, ASMR levels, and just sing a couple bars for us.
Hey, I want to be a rock star.
Wow, it still sounds like shit, and I've got negative tingles going on right now. I guess this is just what we're rolling with.
We've got, like, electric shocks. You know, I wonder if what just happened to me happens to Chad Kroeger every time he tries to sing a song.
He probably gets a couple words out and then goes...
It takes him 2 hours to do it because he has to stop to cough every 3 words.
God.
Yeah, anyway, I mean, what a phenomenon, that band. Like, really incredible.
I'm sure we'll get to them someday.
Yeah.
What about these good tea vibes? These chill ass... tea effects.
Are you asking for tea facts, or are you asking for...
God, I see a subsection called fluoride exposure.
Fluoride exposure?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All tea leaves
have
contain
that.
Fluoride.
Do you hear that, you crunchy Portland motherfuckers who
hey,
want
piece of shit.
Rotting tea?
You know what that means? Yeah, you know what that means fluoride is in? Kombucha.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Oh, shit. How about that poison all up in your bodies?
That poison fluoride in your booch.
That also came about because you put some floaty microbial shit in a jar and just let it sit there for a while. You must fucking look. I don't want to go to the dentist to get these little cavities addressed because you decided that now was the time to exercise your democratic rights and so on.
I told you about how I got
still mad about the fluoride.
I told you how I got into an argument with that within 10 minutes of arriving at that Spanish conversation night.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But was it an in Spanish argument?
Oh yeah.
What's fluoride?
And
we
didn't know how to say fluoride, so we kept saying like different words. Like, what would you guess it is? Take a wild guess.
Try to make fluoride.
Like, try to say, imagine that you're in my shoes and you're trying to say fluoride in Spanish.
I would just go straight Spanglish and say fluoride.
Uh-huh.
Imagine
that you're better than that.
No, because then because whatever I say is going to sound way dumber. It's going to be like, El Florido.
Okay, see, that's very close to what we were saying.
Oh, okay.
I think the several things were said. I think Florida was said, which is Florida.
Florida.
It's the state of Florida.
Or Flo-rida.
Flo-rida was said. No, it's Floruro, apparently.
Ding. Hey, we just got $1 million deposited in both our bank accounts for name dropping Pitbull and Flo-rida in this podcast. We can retire now.
Yeah, we got like a PlayStation achievement for that.
Bloop. That's a trophy. That's a PlayStation brand.
Sorry, my bad.
You're a new PlayStation owner.
I'm a new PlayStationer.
Can we just take a brief, a quick two?
To talk about the Sony PlayStation?
No, to talk about your Fallout game.
Oh my god, I love it so much.
How long did you play last night? You got it just yesterday, right?
Yeah, I probably played, I think I put in about 3 hours yesterday.
Okay. Did you get some power armor?
I just got the power. Actually, I'm in a bit of a jam right now.
Uh-oh.
Where I left my gal. So she's in the power armor, right?
What's your gal's name?
Her name is Tuna.
Does the robot say Tuna?
He hasn't yet. I've talked to him.
If the first thing out of Codsworth's mouth
is not Tuna,
would have been Tuna. Because
damn it.
Because yeah, that's how they get you, is when you enter the name when you're first creating your character. You didn't change it when you left the vault, did you?
No.
That was my mistake.
Uh-uh.
I had a full name that the robot didn't say.
Yeah.
And then I changed it to the shortened version to see if he would start saying it. And no, it only works if you get the name in there and it's registered.
You gotta get locked in.
Yeah. It's Fallout talk. We're momentarily becoming a Fallout 4 gaming podcast.
So what is the deal? Because there's all those fucking words in the thing where you start to type in a word and it just shows you all these words. And it's the funniest goddamn thing.
Oh,
the possibilities. Like, what does that mean? Are those not what the robot will say?
No. Oh, you're just talking about the autocomplete on the PlayStation.
Yeah, which
input.
Is hilarious that that's what it gives you for the names.
Yeah, no. No, yeah, because it doesn't know that you're doing names.
Okay, right.
That's just PlayStation autocomplete.
Got it.
No, there's a whole list of actual functional names.
In the game?
Not in the game. You have to go on Wikipedia.
Okay, that's what I thought,
yeah.
You
have to go on Fallout Wikia.
I was literally dying, though, at the possibility of, like, of naming my character, like, Fundamentalism.
No.
Or Tumble Dryer.
No, those are weird for the PlayStation autocomplete, though. It's because there are certain words that I would use when I'm just like messaging someone while I'm playing Destiny that then it would like know to like start giving me on the bat. Like
Fundamentalism.
Like you put in R and then the second result will be raid because do you want to raid tonight?
Right.
But because it doesn't have any idea who the fuck you are, it's like, big long words maybe?
Here's a dictionary.
Here's some deep cuts for you that you might be interested in. Expand your vocabulary with PlayStation. What's the jam that your girl's in?
Okay, so my girl Tuna.
Does she have like a fish face also?
No, I just thought it was...
She has a normal
face. She's got a normal human face. Okay. I just thought it'd be fun to name her Tuna. Okay. I almost changed her name to Kesha.
I wish that worked.
Leaving the vault, but... I guess I just wanted a little bit of levity, you know, in this cold, dark world.
Right.
So she's fighting off the, you know, you go into like, it's like your first quest is like rescuing those people in like the museum, and the raiders come at me and I shoot all the raiders. And then there's a goddamn death claw out there.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm trying to kill it by staying on the balcony of this hotel because...
Oh, is it killing you?
Because it's a mean thing.
Okay, all right.
And I tried killing it on the street, but it was, like, not working out so well.
Okay. Yeah, I got rather close. I was slam jamming some stim packs, and yeah. I lost a couple pieces of armor.
I think I could probably do it. Because what's happening is I'm on the balcony. I said hotel. What I meant was the museum.
Right.
Uh-huh. And it keeps just leaving, like, going around the corner. And, like, then I can't shoot it.
Yeah. In the videos where they announced that game, that fight looked super dope.
Yeah.
And then in reality, it can go a lot of different ways. And I got very lucky because I put on the radio and then that fucking Civilization song, Bongo Bongo Bongo.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave the Congo.
Were you twitching? Were you twitching it?
No, I wasn't twitching it. It's not Twitch streaming it. Uh-huh. But yeah, that came on right as the Deathclaw fight began.
Yeah.
And I only lost a couple pieces of armor, and then the song finished right as it collapsed. And I was like,
yeah, wow.
I got really lucky because this could have been frustrating as shit.
Yeah, maybe I need to turn on the radio.
Put on the radio and hope that that really racist song comes on.
That's so catchy, though.
Carry you through. It's a catchy racist song.
Yeah, I'll give that a try.
All right, back to your regularly programmed
Back to the thing. Okay, so I'm not finding...
Hey, Mark, you listen to this one? What's up, my boy? like those video games?
Okay, I was looking for stress relief.
Right, because you think that's a thing. Like some nice lavender tea.
But here's the thing. Lavender is not tea. This article is about the tea plant.
Oh, fuck. It's too specific, Wikipedia. You know that's not what I want.
So, God, I mean, I don't fucking know. This is down in the references here. Okay. There's traditional medicine. I don't know if that's
gonna... What's phenolic content? There's an article with phenolic content.
Well, it's phenols, but I don't know what a phenol is.
What does a phenol do to your bod?
I don't know. I just, like, I know I've heard the word before.
Is that what gets you jacked up? Or is
maybe it's what calms you down.
That's what... It could be either!
Okay. I'm clicking
Phenolic content in tea. Step 5.
I have a feeling we're not going to get to this.
Possibly. Yeah. We've been on a streak. We should count the streak that we've been on.
That's
oh, shit.
Good.
Wait. Why hasn't that been a thing from day fucking one?
What?
Have a streak count.
Like days or like episodes since we failed?
Yeah.
Like days since the last accident?
Uh-huh. All right, we're rolling this forward into the show.
Ooh.
Give some real stakes.
Matt, these are chemical compounds. You'll be pleased to find that affect the flavor and mouthfeel.
Mouthfeel. Feel a little of that ASMR mouth feel.
They include catechins. I think that's what you're
saying. That's a kind of monkey.
Yeah. yeah, you're right.
capuchin joke.
Theophlavins, tannins, and flavonoids.
Tannins?
I know all about tannins.
Yeah, biff tannins.
You're on a roll, buddy.
Woo! We got 10 minutes to go. We're fucked. No, one of these got to calm me down, right?
One of these got to calm me down? I mean, does a good mouthfeel calm me down? Because that does it for me every time.
That gets me kind of rowdy.
You know, not too soft, but not too sticky and tanniny either.
Uh-huh.
Got to be right in the middle.
Is oolong one of those calming teas?
I mean...
What are the calming teas?
I would say that most teas are calming.
Right.
Given the, you know, at least given the environment or the context of just sitting down for a relaxing hot beverage.
Makes me think back to in Harry Potter when Harry has that close brush with the Dementors and then he comes to and it's just like, have some chocolate,
being
bro.
Being fed chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's not a better way to wake up from a terrifying experience than someone's just like...
Sticking the chocolate in your mouth.
Have this chocolate in your mouth.
Although, can I just darken that up a little bit?
Okay.
In the perspective from which, like, Dementors are a metaphor for depression. It's just like, here, eat your feelings, kid.
Oh.
It's okay. I do it all the time.
Yeah.
You can forget I said that if you want to.
No, because now when I eat my feelings, I'm going to pretend that my depression is Dementors.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's more justified to be eating my feelings.
Yeah.
In fact, I'll just eat some chocolate tonight. Get some ice cream.
Wipe the Dementors off.
Shit, I got to cook dinner tonight after this.
Do you?
I don't got to, but I should.
Oh, you should eat.
I'm going to eat. I'm going to eat.
Got to feed your flesh body. Speaking of feeding your flesh body, I had to tear myself away from Fallout, like, so hard to eat. And normally, I don't have a problem with that. Normally, I really enjoy eating.
Yeah, it's going to be a problem, but we shouldn't get back into Fallout talk.
Yeah,
we should try to rush this.
We don't want
to
go down that hole.
But I don't know what direction we rush in, because now a lot of these links are science-y words.
Okay, let's just zoom out. Let's just go T.
Okay, T. All right. This is kind of circuitous, but T. What up, T? If this article doesn't have something about how tea,
this has got to have something about how relaxing tea is, right?
Really nice for you. Then Wikipedia is a bullshit website, and I hate it.
Well,
but if Wikipedia gets our backs, we're good. We're cool, Jimmy Wales. You know who I'm not cool with, though?
Jeff Bezos.
I'm not cool with Bezos. Who? He won't return my calls. But not Jimmy Wales, but the other guy. The other guy who will go unnamed.
The other Wikipedia man.
The other man.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
I'm not super down with him either.
He's kind of the worst.
He's kind of a bad guy. Kind of a dummy.
Yeah.
Kind of a dummy. Like I get he's a smarty, but he's also kind of a dummy.
In the way that smarties can be dummies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In the way they often are.
Especially people who think that they're smarty smarties.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going through the history of tea here.
La da 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 da, drama from college. Da 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 da.
Processing, blending, additives.
Fuck.
Tea culture.
Tea culture. Come on, Wikipedia. Give me those chill tea vibes.
It's an important part of many cultures. Who could have guessed?
Gosh.
Ireland, Middle East, Pakistan.
If I didn't like tea Kashmir, so much, I would dump a bunch of tea into the ocean in retaliation for this Wikipedia slight.
Sweet tea is native to the southeastern U.S.
Great.
One time I had a 10-hour layover in Charlotte, North Carolina, and so I like left the airport to just like walk around the town, and I ate lunch at like a barbecue place, and I do not like sweetened iced tea like whatsoever. Yeah. But I ordered it there because I didn't want it to seem like such a fucking Yankee.
Right. When in
Charlotte.
Yeah.
Do as the charlatans do.
Oh,
oops. I don't mean that. It was a lovely town.
Charlotte's. Charlotte's. We're not gonna get to fucking ASMR.
Absolutely not. You know, there's got to be ASMR videos about steeping tea, right?
I've watched ASMR videos about steeping tea. It's
tea
incredibly
ceremonies.
Relaxing.
It's so relaxing. The whole thing is relaxing. For fuck's sake.
I mean, the nicest thing about ASMR culture, I think, is that people who are relaxed by... And I mean, yeah, it could be people who are titillated by it, but people who are relaxed by things that I'm not relaxed by are still going to be catered to. And I'm not talking about the patently ridiculous, like, you're on a fucking, like, crashing spaceship roleplay videos. I'm talking about, like, you know, some people hate the dentist, but there are, like, a billion dentist ASMR roleplays because some people... don't mind going to the dentist and think that's like a relaxing like self-care activity to embark in. Or like the eye exam one, like stuff like that. Like, and you know what? Those people got their thing. That's a cool thing. In my eyes, it's just don't enable the... Okay. Now here's the part where I put the handcuffs on and put a bag over your head. And then I'm going to... Do you think that in those ASMR kidnapping videos, they do the thing from all the kidnapping movies and TV shows where the kidnapper disguises his voice over the phone, but in ASMR whispers, so it's like, hello, it's me. I have your daughter.
I have your daughter, and I'm gonna keep her.
And then Liam Neeson gets on the phone. He's like,
I don't know who you are.
Liam Neeson could do some serious ASMR.
But I really like the way your messy stops sound.
Also, I will find you and I will kill you. But nice job with the tingles, though.
Okay. I got no fucking idea. Like, where...
Should we just call it?
Oh, yeah, we might as well, because this isn't going to happen. So
it's not going to happen. We had six steps this week. From longevity
six
brand
failed steps
to tea, with some stuff in the middle.
But
that
we
you
had
heard.
Fun, didn't we?
I had fun.
So
that's a streak.
That's all that matters.
Broken. I wonder if it's worth going back and trying to figure out what our longest streak has been.
Well, I mean, how many times have we actually failed this since the podcast?
A few.
Proper? I'm gonna say no more than three times.
I'm gonna say. I bet our streak is something like six.
Uh-huh.
I bet it's six.
Yeah, it seems about right.
Yeah, like 21, 22 episodes or something.
And I feel like those failures we had kind of clustered together, you know? They were sort of right around the same.
Real dark times.
Dark
in
times.
In our lives, yeah.
You know, back in the dark days. When darkness engulfed our planet.
Is this a role play video now?
The Dark Lord descended from the heavens.
Aitlin Best, can you tell us where to find, tell the listeners at home and abroad where to find
at home, wherever their homes are.
Wherever
in their homes, wherever they may be.
Or on the bus, or on the metro.
Yeah,
or
in your place of work.
Or in a sense depth tank.
Uh-huh.
Or on the surface of the sun.
Well, I don't know if that's advisable. You can find me on Twitter at bestkabest, bestkabest. You can find us, the podcast, on Twitter at gettothat.
Yep.
You can tweet at us using the hashtag CYGTT, just like Lamar Burton did.
Mm-hmm.
Love to have another person use the hashtag.
Please.
As much as we appreciate Please. Lamar's patronage.
Yeah. Get Brent Spiner up on that. Get that.
Yeah.
Jordy Data.
Mm-hmm.
Double team. I'm Matthew Olson, and you can find me at Matthew Olson on Twitter. You know the deal. I do another podcast with my friend Ashley Brandt. It's called Twin Peaks Peaks. You can find that on iTunes or at twinpeakspeaks.simplecast.fm. The second peaks is spelled with two E's, like you're looking at something.
Using your peepers.
Using the jeepers creepers. Where'd you get them? Those eyes you got there. Otherwise, I don't have any other things to announce or hype, but I might soon.
It's fine. I think it's fine.
Watch this space. Watch it with your peepers. And just to send you off to sleep, if you're in your bed listening to this, trying to get a squeeze a couple of giggles in before you fade off to sleepy realms, let me just do some light glass tapping, and I'm going to say the names of some made-up states. United States, fake states. Richardsonville.
That sounds more like a town.
You're right. Drop the ville.
Smabama.
Tallahio.
Mullahassee.
I already did the Tala part.
A different part.
That'll be all this week.